Today's shiur will be beginning with a new perek, Bava Basra, fourth perek, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Before we begin, we would like to recommend that you print out the Daf Gemara and, even better, order your volume of the Shas Ozer pre-marked edition of the Gemara that we're learning. The Mishnah here deals with the sales of homes, and when one sells a home, the question is what's included in the sale and what's not included in the sale. We have in the marked Gemara edition a feature on the outside margin called Nosei, which represents topic headings, and at times you'll also notice and another expression, mivneh, which are structural notes. In this case, the Nosei says, on the outside margin, HaMishneh kan roishemes shloisha dvorim she'enon klulim b'mechiras bayis. The Mishnah here lists three things that are not included in the case that one sells a house. L'kamon b'mishneh daf samach dalet amud aleph yesh hemshech la'reshima. On the Mishnah, in the Mishnah that you'll find on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, a few dapim from now, there is a list of additional items that are not included in the sale of a house. So, beginning the Mishnah, Hamocher Sabayis, Lo Mochar, and notice the numbering. This represents the list of things not included. Number one, Yetziah. In the sale of a house, the Yetziah is not included. As to what the Yetziah is, the Rashbam immediately says, B'megemara meforesh, the Gemara will deal with explaining that. So we'll stay tuned for that later. So the sale of a house does not include the Yetziah. V'yafapi shehi psucha l'socho, even though this unit called Yetziah is opens into the house, it's nevertheless not included in the sale of the house. Voloy es hacheder shilifnim heimenu, and likewise, the sale of a house does not include an inner chamber. Volo es hagag bisman sheish lo maike gavoa asorot fochem, nor is the roof of the house included in the sale of a house, unless, and that is the case only when the roof is surrounded or fenced in by a fence known as a maike that has a height of 10 tfochim. It has an identity of its own, and it's not included in the sale of a house. It has chashis importance on its own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yeshlo tzuras pesach, af al pi she'eino gavoa asorot tfochim, eino mochur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is an enclosure of the roof that forms a Tzuras HaPesach, that itself is reason for it not to be included in the sale of the house. The Gemara will deal with the question as to what is the definition of a Yetziah. Our note on the outside margin, the Nosei, indicates Beis Deos Shnei Deos Befirush Yetziah. Two opinions as to what Yetziah is. My Yetziah. Hacha tergimu, here the explanation that's offered is afta. It's a low structure that's next to the house. We have been using, along our learning of Bava Basra, the Pirush Chai, a book of illustrations authored by Rav Chaim Porush. And if one has access to that, you can note diagram 502, which illustrates this idea, this structure called an afta, a low structure next to the house. The next opinion, and that's indicated by the bays in the Gemara, Rav Yosef Omar, Bidko Chalila. Bidko Chalila is like an afta, the difference being that it is full of windows, decorative windows, and that's illustrated in 503. Leman di Omar, Afta lo mizdavna. Notice we've squiggle underlined the expression leman d'omar. This is to contrast the expression with the next line, the other man d'omar. So leman de Omar afto lo mizdavno, and we've used singular quotation marks around this to read it together as a phrase. According to the man de Omar that said afto lo mizdavno, that low structure that's adjacent to the house is not included in the sale with the house. Kol shekein bidko chalila lo mizdavno. That opinion will say that certainly a bidko chalila, whose function is not similar to a house function at all. Whatever it's used for, it's certainly not a standard house function. That's certainly not going to be included. So that even if you say that something that has a similar function to a domicile, to a house, is nevertheless not included, something that is very different from a house function certainly won't be included. Now, leman domar bidko chalila, however, the opinion that holds that a yitzia is a bidko chalila, that's the low structure with lots of windows, decorative windows, it's very much not like a house. So that's not included. Avol, afto, mizdavno. But an afto, which is a low structure that is like a house function, that would be included. If one's selling a house, the afto would be included. Hence you have two opinions with a nafgamina lahalocha. What is the definition of yitzia? Either afto or bidko chalila. Toni Rav Yosef. The word Toni in our Gemara is spelt with an aleph. You often find it without an aleph. The Tanaic source that Rav Yosef teaches, Sholosh Shemos Yeshlo. The Yitzia term that we found in the Mishnah actually has two more expressions, for a total of three expressions that refer to the same thing. And they are Yitzia, Tzela, To. Notice we have a frame around this piece of Gemara, indicating that it's a Tanaic source. And the marking system that we are currently using, and many of you see this on your screens, all Tanaic sources are indicated by a frame, or framed off to distinguish it from Amoraic material. The Gemara now explains each one of the terms and gives a source for the term in Psukim. Yitzia. The term Yitzia appears in a Pasuk in Melachim, which deals with the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Tichtiv ha-Yitzia ha-Tachtoino Chomesh Ba'amo Rochva. That's a Pasuk indicating the dimensions of the Yitzia, that were rooms that opened off of the Heichal, off of the central Beis HaMikdash structure that contained the holy vessels, the menorah and the shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazov and the Kodesh HaKodoshim with the Oron HaBris. So off of that structure there were additional offices, rooms that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash structure. So here you see the Pasuk refers to that as a Yitzia. Once again, something attached to the main structure, a smaller structure attached to the main structure, is referred to by this term. Where else? Or the other term, tzela, tichtiv, v'hatzlois, tzela, el tzela, shalosh, u'shloshim pe'omim. We'll take a look at the Rashbam. V'hatzlois, tzela, el tzela, v'chulei. Upashte dekro, the simple rendering of this pasuk is bitoim mairi, is referring to those rooms that opened off of the heichal. And finally, number three, to, dichtiv, vahato kone echod oirech, vekono echod rochov, ubein hatoim chomesh amois. The expression kona that you see in the pasuk is a measure of six amos. This pasuk is referring to the yitzia hatichona, the middle yitzia, the offices, those rooms that opened off of the heichal. So once again, you see the three expressions. They're numbered off 1, 2, and 3, with the accompanying psukim indicating small structures or rooms opening off of a main structure. V'i boyas emo mehocha. Another source to see that the expression ta is a small structure in back of or adjacent to a house. We have the following source. It's from Maseches Midos, which deals with the dimensions and the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And you can see the source is in a frame, as all Tanaic sources are indicated in the marking system. Koisel HaHechal Sheish. The thickness of the Hechal wall was 6 amas. V'hato Sheish. And the dimension of the to, the room that was found on the other side of the Koisel HaHechal, was also 6 amas. Kosel hato chomesh, and the thickness of the wall of the to was 5 amos. Again, we brought this in to show that the expression to, which is found in this source at the end of the line above, is a reference to a room opening onto or into a main structure. We have said that when selling a house, the yitzia is not included. Omar Mar Zutra, Vehu Dehave Arba Amos. That teaching that it's not included in the sale is when it has a dimension of 4 amos, giving it significance in and of itself. So that, true, I'm selling a house, but I'm not selling this other structure that has its own chashivus. If it were smaller than that, it would just be botel to the house. Omar Le Ravino Le Mar Zutra. L'didcho de amris ad dehave arba amos, according to you, that says that the teaching of the Mishnah, that these things are not included until it, when it has a dimension of 4 amos, elameato, gabi bor disnan, the Mishnah that follows from this Mishnah, namely, our Mishnah start off by saying when selling a house, certain things are not included. The Mishnah on Samach Dalet, which is contained in this frame, is a continuation of this Mishnah. And it says there, Lo es habor, and we have written in our marked edition, our Mishnah as a lead-in. Namely, what have we written in? Hamocher sabayas, lo mochar, lo es habor, velo es hadus, afapi shekosav loy umko veruma. That when selling a house, a pit, and a dus is another type of pit structure, are not included in the sale of a house, even though in the document of sale he indicated, I'm selling you the house with its depths and its height, doesn't include a bor. A bor is considered in terms of the Gemara's perception of real estate trading as a separate piece of real estate, separate and distinct, even though it's in the house. So the Ravina is commenting, if you, Mar Zutra, are saying that the teaching of the Mishnah here, that a Yitzia is not included when it has a dimension of 4 amos, are you going to say the same thing with regard to a bor? Hachi nami I havu arba amos in I loy loy. That when it has 4 amos of dimension, then and only then the bor is not included. If it's smaller than that, it is included? We know that's not the case. In fact, the standard bor is smaller than 4 amos. So the significance of 4 amos seems to lose centrality when you see the next Mishnah. Nevertheless, Mar Zutra does not relent. Hochi hashta, how can you compare the din of Yitzia to the din of bor? Hossam, in the case of the sale of a house and the bor, ha tashmishto lechud v'ha tashmishto lechud. They're very distinct roles, functions, separate functions. A house is for living, a bor is for water storage. So that the issue of the dimension of the bor is not very important. Even if it's small, but it's very distinct from a house. When I sell you a house, I'm not including a bor. However, hocha, the case of the Yitzia and the house, idi v'idi chada tashmishta hi. They both have the same type of function. They're both enclosed areas for living, for domicile purposes. I havi arba amos, if the Yitzia has a dimension of 4 amos, choshiv, it's considered important, significant in and of its own, and therefore not included in the sale of the house. V'i loy, if it does not have the dimension of 4 amos, it's small, it's insignificant, lo chashiv, it's not important, and therefore would be included in the sale of the house. Before we go on in the Gemara, we have finished the piece of Gemara that had an accompanying note on the side. We suggest from time to time that the use of the nosei notes on the side are not only serve as introduction to the coming topic, but can be used as a review function as well. And if we just glance at the side, we have a nosei, and it says Dino Shel Marzutra. Ha diyetzia eina klula b'mechiras habayis, that which the Mishnah teaches that yetzia is not included in the sale of a house. Hainu bizman shehi arba amois al arba amois dechashuva b'fnei atzma. Continuing in the Gemara, we will note our new topic heading called nosei, and it says lomo katoni delo mochar es hacheder. Why does the Mishnah say that when selling the house, the cheder is not included? Hare zu pshita, achar shikvar kotoni delo mochar es a yetzia. Once you tell me that a yetzia is not included, then it's understood that certainly the cheder is not included. Continuing in the Gemara itself, velo es hacheder shelifnim heimenu, hashto yetzia lo mizdavin. Now you tell me that a yetzia whose function is identical to a house, it's a small house that's attached to the main house. And even though I'm selling a house, the yetzia is not included. Cheder mibaya. Now cheder, we're not going to rely on simple translation. We'd lose the whole flavor of the Gemara. What is a cheder? The cheder is an area used for storing one's cash. Maybe at a deluxe safe. But one thing is clear, it's not a domicile. It's not there for living purposes. So if I tell you that something that has a living purpose role is not included in the sale of a house, even though they're very similar, yet the yetzia is not included, a money storage room certainly won't be included. The Gemara answers, lo tzricha, meaning it's necessary for the Mishnah to teach that cheder is not included, the afalgav de meitzar le mitzorei avroi, kider Rav Nachman, even though in the contract of sale, the seller wrote, I'm selling you the house, and he delineated outside borders, we'll call it extreme borders. That's the expression Meitzarei Avroi, outside borders. And there's an illustration 5:13 that attempts to show a particular house that's being sold. And it's called the central house that's being sold. And there are neighbors that have homes on the other side of the property. And the seller of the house uses as the boundaries the neighbor's properties. However, the distance between the house itself and the neighbor's properties is greater than the house itself. In other words, the Meitzav Rai includes more than the house itself. The Chidush then is that even though he said, I'm selling you a house, and he delineated its outside borders, nevertheless, the Cheder is not included. We'll take a look at the Rashbam at the top. Lo tzricha lemisni lo mochares hacheder. It's not important to teach the halacha of lo mochares hacheder elo kegon, except under the circumstances the meitzer lo mocher lokeach b'shtar mechira tzorim chitzonim shechutz lacheder. In setting boundaries of the sale, he issued boundaries that extended beyond the cheder as well. The Sakatai Techamina, I would have thought without our Mishnah, Mochar es hacheder, that the cheder is included. Sharei Basocha Mitzorim Hu, it is within the outer boundaries. The cheder is located within the outer boundaries. Komashlan Masnisin, the Mishnah thereby informs us, the lo mochar elo bias, that only the house is being included in the sale. Vahai de Meitzar Chutz lacheder because of beis shaploni min ha'ma'arov, and that which he used the neighbor's house as a boundary for the sale, meitzorim hirchivlo, he simply expanded the boundaries, but not having any legal function. And we're going to say that this teaching is based on a comment of Rav Nachman. Before we go on in the Gemara, we must take a look at the structural notes that are to follow. First of all, you notice a diamond, and you notice a double underline, and you notice that it repeats a little bit later, the same type of marking, and the space between the Tosfos and the Gemara has a long marking that accompanies this, a one with a vertical dashed line, indicating this is, all of this section is Rav Nachman's halacha with regard to the sale of a house. And I know that it's a sale of a house because I see on the third line of the Gemara, the expression bias is encircled. The second section, you'll notice, is the same with the same markings. The only difference being there he's selling, it deals with the sale of a field in an area of numerous fields. Before we go on in the Gemara itself, though, let us take a look at the note we have on the outside margin, Nosei Mivneh, was a diamond and the double underline, Shnei Halochos Doimois Shel Rav Nachman Amarabba Baravua, two similar halochos of Rav Nachman, Be'inyan Mechiras Bayes Vesodeh, concerning sales of houses and fields, Bahem Sheikh Agamor Tazbir Loma Tzricho Lelameh Shtehen. After we covered the first, these two halochos, we're talking about a piece of Gemara in the middle of the page, the Gemara will explain why it's necessary to teach both of these halachas, and it's not sufficient, just teach one, I'll figure out the other from that. And that's indicated by also a long marking. You'll notice in the middle of the page that tzricha means both are necessary to be taught. So in general, we're going to be dealing with the topic of meitzorei ivroi, or meitzorim hirchivlo. Person sells something, states in the contract expanded boundaries, but the sale does not include everything in those expanded boundaries. He uses them really as a matter of convenience. What's actually being sold is one item within that area. Continuing in the Gemara, the Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabo Bar Avua. Hamocher bayis lechavero bebira gedoyla. One who sells an apartment that opens into a bira gedola. Bira gedola is a large structure, and I would call it a glorified lobby. It seems to be much more than a lobby. It seems to be an entire structure, but the Rashbam explains the bira is not used for living per se, rather it's a place that people would sit and people would cross it, cut through it to get to their apartments. That's why I refer to it as a glorified lobby. So we're talking about someone who sells a bias, we'll say an apartment, and the apartment is located in a bira gedola. There's an illustration 515 in the Pirush Chai that illustrates this. Afalpi shemeitzar lo mitzorim achitzonim. Even though the seller indicated that he's selling the bias by delineating outside boundaries, it's not as if he's selling him the whole structure, the bira and all the apartments. He's selling him one apartment. Mitzorim hirchivlo. He simply expanded the boundaries. Hechi domi. The Gemara deals with a legal question in terms of terminology. E lema dekoru le lebayis bayis ulebiro biro. If you're talking about an area, a region, a state, in which the terms are well defined, delineated, and distinguished, namely, a bayis is a bayis and a biro is a biro. An apartment is called apartment, and a lobby is called a lobby. Pshito bayis zoven le biro lo zoven le. Then it's obvious that the sale was the sale of a house and not the sale of the biro. Notice in the reading, we have connectors between the words pshita and bias and the word zovin, indicating that you should read it not as standard Gemara would have said to read the word pshita and stop. But in this particular Gemara, one should read pshita bias zovin lay, hence the use of the connectors. Continuing. Stage 2 in our analysis. Elo, dilabira, nami, koru, law, bias. Are we talking about a region where the term bira is referred to by the term bias? Well, then kule zovinle. Then, in fact, he did sell him everything. The bira with all the apartments. Lo tzricha. The case that Rav Nachman is dealing with is the following. Deruba koru le labayas bayas labira bira. Most people distinguish between the two terms. The iko nami de labira koru le bayas. There are some, however, that when referring to a bira, they use the term bayas. Mahu de tema kule zovinle. Without Rav Nachman's teaching, I might have thought that if someone says, I'm selling you a bias, he's in fact selling the entire structure as well, the bira included. Komash Malon, Rav Nachman informs us, midahave le lemichtav, if he were selling him everything, he should have written, velo shairis bizvini ilein kadmi klum. I did not leave over in this sale anything. Velokosa, but he didn't write that. He didn't write that expression that's enclosed in these quotation marks. So that clause was missing from the contract. Shma mina, shiure shayer. So we see from this that he was leaving things out. We're now going to see almost an identical piece of Gemara. However, this deals with the case of a sale of a field in a region of other fields. I recommend, though, that before we go on, we ought to look at some of the Rashbam's comments, starting with the first narrow line, Kidderav Nachman. We were discussing the case of a sale of a house in a Biro Gedola. And we said that the sale included expanded boundaries. And Rav Nachman, the Rashbam, explains Rav Nachman's predicament. Shelo yoda lefaresh velomar cheder sheli hi mimarovoy shabayas. The seller didn't know how to demarcate, locate in written form where his apartment was located. He wasn't able to say or to write, my apartment is on the western side of the structure. The ein ze meitzar nikar la'anshei ir. This type of demarcation is not recognized by the people there. Vilkoch kosav mitzorim anikorim. Therefore, he used well-known boundaries. I'm selling you a house that's between these areas that were well-known. Doesn't mean, though, he's selling everything. The Biro Gedol, the Rashbam continues, Bayis Godol Hu, Psuchim Lo Botim Svivoisov. It's a large structure and numerous houses open into it. The Ein Biro Asuya Litashmish Elo, the Yeshiva, the Hiluch B'nei Odom, B'nei Habotim. The Biro is only, its only function is for sitting or for using as an access route to the houses. Vakol Bayis Echad Hu. Nevertheless, it's all considered one large structure. So we see the expression biro referring to a singular structure. It appears to me that it'll be similar to the idea of an apartment building with a large lobby and many apartments opening into it. Continuing in the Gemara, Rav Nachman number 2. V'omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua. Hamocher Sode Lechavero Bebiko Gedoila. Illustration 5.17 illustrates this piece of Gemara. One is selling a field, a sodeh, that's in a bik'o gedola, a region of fields. Afalpi shemetzer lo metzorim hachitzonim. Metzorim hirchiv lo. Even though the seller delineated outside boundaries, namely, I'm selling you a field that's bounded by Reuven on one side, Shimon on the other side, Levi on the third side, and Yudah on the fourth side. This seller actually owns many fields within those boundaries. However, he's selling him only one field. Before we continue in the Gemara, we'll take a look at the Rashbam, a few lines down from here, Bebika Gedoyla. Sheyesh bo, in the Bika, there are Sodois Harbei, Vehein Shelo. All of these fields belong to the seller. Ukigon Sheyoimed Be'echod Min HaSodois, and the case that the Gemara is dealing with is where the seller is standing in one of the fields that he owns. V'yomar lo sodi zu ani mocher loch. I am selling you this field. Rashbam notes a tangential point, but of interest. V'hadomim modiin leko lememar. The idea of, if you have any matter of doubt, why not just look at the amount that was paid? If it's a small amount, so it's one field. If it's a large amount, so he probably sold him numerous fields. We don't say that. We don't say that lo gabi bira v'lo gabi bika. Nor, not in the case of the sale of the apartment, nor in the case of the sale of the field. Daha ein oino lekarkos, because the concept of overcharging doesn't apply to real estate. So therefore, even if a lot of money was paid, it could be that an exorbitant amount was charged for a small piece of property. And that's not considered a violation of the halachas of oino. Going back into the Gemara, the same word legal analysis that we saw in the case of the house, the sale of the house, hechi domi. Ilema de korule le sode sode ulobika bika. If we're talking about a place that a singular field is referred to by the term sode and a large area of fields is referred to by the term bika, and the contract said I'm selling you a sode. Pshita sode zovinle bika lo zovinle, then it's obvious that a sode was sold, because to refer to a region of multiple fields, you wouldn't have used that word. You would have used the word bika. V'ela, so rather, what must be the case? What is the case that I need Rav Nachman to teach me? Dila bika nami koru lo sode. A place that the term sode is interchangeable with the term bika. And what was written in the contract, I'm selling you a sode. But the term sode in this place includes multiple fields. Then kula zovin le, then it can be assumed he sold him all of the fields. Lo tzricha, what is the case that Rav Nachman's addressing? The ika, de le sode korule, sode le bika bika. There are people that refer to the term, to the area called sode, a singular field, by the term sode, and bika by the term bika. V'ika nami de le bika korule lo sode. And there are people in this area that refer to a singular field also by the term bika. So mahu de tema kule zovin le. Without Rav Nachman, one might have thought that the seller had in mind to sell all of the fields. Komash malon midahave le lemichtav le. From the fact that the seller, if he was intending to sell all of the fields, he should have written, lo shiris bizvini lein kadmiklum, I left nothing in this sale by me. In other words, I sold everything to you. Velo kosev le, and he did not include this clause, shma mino shire shire. From the fact that this clause was omitted, it indicates to us that he was not selling all of the fields. At this point, the Gemara deals with the necessity of teaching both of these halachas. And as you can see in the space between the Tosfos and the Gemara, a long marking indicating tzricha. It means that the lines of Gemara opposite this vertical dashed line deal with the issue of why is it necessary to teach both of these cases. Utzricha. De'i ashminan bayis. If I would have taught the halacha of bayis, namely the bayis in the bira and the idea of meitzorim hirchiv lo, and that even though outer expanded boundaries appeared in the contract, they were not intended to include all of the batim and the bira, just one. If I would have told the e ashmin and bias, if I would have taught just the case of bias, mishum daha tashmishta lechud veha tashmishta lechud, the function of a house is distinct from the function of a bira. Therefore, it would be understandable that a bira is not included in the sale of a house, and hence I can easily say metzorim hir chivlo. He was simply expressing expanded boundaries. Avol bika dekula chada tashmishtahi. A bika, where all of the fields have one function, they're all agricultural properties for raising produce. Ema kule zovin le. I might have thought that one who sells a sodeh, and as we saw before, it's a region that people refer to multiple fields by the term sodeh as well, maybe he was including the entire bika in the sale. Vi ashminan bika, and if I would tell you Rav Nachman's halacha, the idea of only a singular unit was being sold, and the fact that expanded boundaries appeared in the contract, and I taught that only in the case of bika, mishum de lo have le lemimtsar le. It was very difficult for him to mimtsar as a verb form of boundary, for him to express the boundaries. Fields and distinctions between, or boundaries between individual fields, is not easily recognized. Avo bias, de have le lemimtsar le. He could have defined where the apartment was located, and he didn't. He used these expanded boundaries. So why is it that he didn't use well-defined boundaries with regard to the sale of the house? So I would have thought that since he could have and didn't, volo meitzalei, kule zovinlei, that he was trying to sell him everything. Tzricho, therefore I have to teach the case of the house and the expanded boundaries as well. The Gemara has a question that lasts a few lines, and that's indicated by the long marking, the shin, she'ela, with the vertical line between the Gemara and the Tosfos. All of these lines are part of the question. Keman azla ha di omar Rav Mori brode bas Shmuel mishmei da baye. We want to know, according to whom does Rav Mori's teaching follow? Hai man de mizvini le midi lechavre. One who is selling something to his friend. Tzorach l'michtav lei lo shairis bezvini ilein kadmi klum. That if you intend to include everything in the sale, all different appurtenances, details, extras in the sale, and you want it to be included, you have to write this phrase, that I left nothing by me. And he didn't write it. And if you leave it out, so then not everything is included. Keman, who would teach that? Answer, Kerav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua. That was his teaching above. That if you intend everything to be included in a sale, then you must write, I'm leaving nothing out of this sale. Before we continue in the Gemara, we'll note the nosei, the topic heading at the side. Dugmaois shoinois shel diuk beloshon hamachira. Different examples of precision use of language in the case of sales. The Gemara continues. Hahu diomar le lechavre. Aro debe chio mizavnino loch. The phrase in quotation marks is what appears in the contract. The lands of chio, of the house of chio, I'm selling to you. Havoi le tarti arasa dehava miskirin debechia. The seller owned two pieces of land that were referred to, or that were called bechia. Omar Ravashi, chado omale tarti lo omale. By virtue of the fact that he used the expression that we saw two lines above, ar o de bechia, one piece of property was sold and not two. However, ve'i omar le ar asa, if he used that expression, namely ar asa de bechia, miut Arasa equals Shtayim. The minimum included by the term Arasa, as opposed to Ara, that would be two. Then he would have been selling him two fields called Beichia. V'i omale kol Arasa. If a person used this expression in a contract, what's included? Kol Arasa de Isle labar mi bustani upardisi. Then all lands that this fellow owns, he is selling, with the exception of gardens and vineyards. V'i omale zihara, if he used this expression, afilu bustani upardisi labar mi boti ve'avdi. Then he's including all of his properties, including the gardens and the vineyards, because that's what the word zihara includes. The Rashbam at the bottom says zihara kol akarkois kruin. It's an expression referring to all parcels of land, with the exception of houses and servants. So you might say, servants, what are they doing in the picture here? So let it be known that there are many points, many times the Gemara refers to the idea that Eved Hukish Lekarka, that Avodim are compared to Karka. They refer to, the Pasuk says, V'esnachaltem osam levnechem acharechem, referring to them as pieces of property, so to speak, that are bequeathed, that are inherited generation to generation. The Gemara continues at the top of Samach Beis Omar Aleph, V'i Omar Le Nichsi, if you use that expression, Afilu Boti V'Avdi. The Rashbam points out at the top, V'i Omar Le Nichsi, if you use that expression, Afilu Boti V'Avdi, Avol Metalteli Lo. Portables, though, are not included by the term Nichsi, Adi Omar Le Kol Nichosai. Until he uses that expression, that would include everything. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.